morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
And the other old hit $500, that's what that means. Yeah. And Simon answered and said, for thee, I suppose that he whom he forgave much. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. You may be seated.
All right.
Of the Lord. I'm going to talk for about 5 minutes on the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. Right. That's the Lamb of God.
Glad to see you, Blake, in the house.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
For the anointed man of God.
Amen.
I used to go see him all the time and hear him preach. Yes. You know, I was a preacher myself.
Oh, yes.
But he was anointed.
Yes.
His father's church on Dallas and he used to ride on down. And he could preach. At 95 years old.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I lying? That's what I want New Jerusalem to remember me by.
Yes,
that Reverend Stevens could preach the word. I'm talking about the Lamb of God. You know, as Sister Meade was talking this morning, times have really changed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They had a song out B used to call, oh, it's just choking time.
That's all it is, choking time.
Then they had another song I said, if I could turn back
the hands of time.
The hands of time.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we was going to school, we didn't have no going to school with no Expedition, no Cadillac and
walking.
We would stop at the store and get us some jungle juice, Coca-Cola, and a ginger bread.
Yeah.
And we go on down the street, Ike and Mike. Amen.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
See, Eugene them didn't know all about that.
No.
The old way is the best way. Let me tell you about Jeremiah said in 6th chapter, 16th verse, he said, thus said the Lord, stand ye in the way and seek and ask for the old path, which is the good way, and walk there.
Yes, sir. The
outhouse, like me, was talking about. You don't know about that. See, we got to get up early.
Yeah, not early,
early on Saturday morning. Lay in no bed, watch no our PlayStation 7 and all that kind of stuff. Them old folks will spit that back on your behind and dress you out too. And the next minute they be saying songs of Zion.
They
come up in this time where they want everything on a silver platter. Am I talking to somebody? Look, the other day, I had worked in the yard and cut my grass and my neighbor's grass and big yards too. And there was this young man came down the street at the same time I was coming from behind the house, putting up my tools and stuff. And he didn't look too good. And I told him, I said, Jeremiah, I said, what's wrong, son, from the last time? Because his mother, she had gone on to be with the Lord. Her name was Purdy. I don't know if y'all know the Purdy. And he wasn't ashamed to say, Reverend Carl, he said, I'm on fentanyl. He said, I tested positive, and the parole officer was going to, you know, take me to jail. He said, all right. He said, I'm on the run. I said, okay. I said, well, won't you tell me self-healing? It'll make it better on you. He said, you got a cold drink. He said, but one thing about you, Eugene, he said, Reverend Stevens, he said, I watched you, how God had worked with you. Now, this kid, he's a young kid, but he's on some stuff that he can't get rid of, and that's called fentanyl. Now, that stuff is bad for you. Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
And so I said, can I pray with you in Jesus' name? He said, oh, I don't. That's a higher power. I said, uh-uh. The only name I know is Jesus.
Come on,
Pat. And we had that conversation about 5 minutes. Yeah. And he looked at me. I looked him dead in the eye. I said, let me tell you something. When you need me, I said, if you don't say Jesus, let me tell you something. They might catch you around the corner.
That right?
Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? There's healing in the name of Jesus. Now, the Holy Quran, I'm talking about the Holy Bible. The 66 books, 39 old and 27 new. Oh, I don't know about you, but I just learned, I just thank God for Jesus. Amen. He wasn't nobody's business, but I offered him Christ. He rejected. That's on him. I done my part.
Amen.
Jeremiah. I said, let me tell you something. You ain't gonna get far. I said, when they catch you, I said, I can take you myself. But I'm not gonna do that. Because let me tell you something, Jesus ain't hurt nobody. When they came here, we
helped.
That's all I'm going to do is help.
Yes.
And open up blinded eyes. The Bible says, it is the spirit that quickens the flesh profits nothing. Words I speak of you. They're spirit and they are mind.
John 6:63.
But my kid in the text. Now, up at the front part of the text, you have this centurion son of the Lamb of God. And he began to tell Jesus about his servant. Was ready to die. I'm not going to read it, but you can read it if you go and look at it. He was ready to die up in the first part of chapter 7.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, that centurion said, and then he spoke a little bit to him and he had a conversation with him. And the Bible said, he said, don't come under my roof. This is in Matthew 2:8-6, same thing. But it's a little different in Matthew than Luke. Luke writes and tells us that in that chapter, I'm talking about the Lamb of God, the man that came to take away the sins of the world. I'm talking about me and you, all of us, he have came to what? Take away the sins of the world. Amen. Because he said, if I be lifted up from the world, I draw all men unto me. That's thank God for it. So here it is, and the Bible said that they had a conversation. And Jesus was going on there, didn't say nothing to them, but he went on with the centurion. But the centurion stopped. That's in the first part of chapter 7. Go read it into that Bible. And the book saying that he said, don't come under my roof. I'm a man that speaks in authority and all that, but just speak the word right there. And he'll be healed. And the Bible said when he went home, he was laid up on his bed.
Yes, sir.
Another thing happened in this same chapter. There was a funeral going on in the city of Nain. This is the rock into it out. And the poor lady was weeping and waiting because she had lost her child. And Jesus showed up at the funeral. I heard them say, I got a home over yonder in that city. I heard Paul begin to say, I got a home over yonder. Not made with hands, not by human hands. Over down there, over there, somewhere where it won't be no more trouble. Somewhere it won't be no more trouble. He showed up. And the Bible said he touched the barrel. That means the coffin. But the King James said barrel, B-E-I-R. And the boy, the child got up. Ain't that power? He got up. That's in the 7th chapter, verse 11. Go
ahead and tell
you Bible. Is it that? And so, go on. Simon the leper. That's Judas as a carrier's daddy and son. The old folks said the apple don't fall far from the tree because they both were crooked.
Yes, sir.
Huh? There's some crooked people in y'all.
Yeah.
I got some crooked people in my family. I ain't got no crooked people in my family. You say one thing, he say another. I had an uncle from New Orleans come to Mark Wheaton house and heat up all the collard greens, Sister Ava. Eat up all the pork chops. Drink up all the good Kool-Aid. And when you say thank you, go on back to New Orleans.
You gotta be grateful. Yeah. Before I'm grateful. Because yeah. God been good to me. Yeah. Yeah. I want you, God been good to me. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Thank you. A dime or a nickel, and think they better than you.
Yeah, right.
Roll up. Look at that name in the Bible, the 12th chapter of Luke. He said, I build my bones. I got all kind of stuff. But after a while, Jesus said, thou soul is required. Only what you do for Christ gonna matter. See that Cadillac I got out there and that expedition and all that. I'm gonna be there for somebody else one day. I don't know when, where, how, but one day we all got to get out of here. One day. But while the blood is running warm in my vein, I'm gonna run on and see what the end gonna be. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, today, brother, be ye steadfast, unmoved. Always abound in the rhythm of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor. In the beginning was the Word.
All right.
The Word was God.
The
Word was with God. And all things were made by Him.
Oh.
And without anything made, that was made. And I'm trying to say, that was another man. And you know, Jesus is so unique in His honor. He sent somebody before Him. His name was John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Do y'all know Him?
Amen.
He had a little G-string on his waist, whatever it was. Hair, why?
Yeah.
Y'all look at me like that. Y'all say, we got to put that nigga out that church. He belongs to our prayer. But just didn't know He was full of the Holy Ghost. He said, oh, generation of vipers, who warned you to come? It's in your Bible, you throw it out. And in Matthew 3:9, he said, now the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Every tree which bring forth not good fruit is hewed down and cast into the lake of fire. In other words, you got to bring forth good fruit. You got to do good by people and good by God, and God will bless you. You got to ask Him for it. He won't send it to you anyway. Glory to you. I am talking to somebody up in here. I'm going to think this out. It may be this real old. This is all mine. Look what happened. Look what said to himself. And behold, a woman in the city, which was what? A sinner. That's the 37th verse. When she knew. Now, I don't know how she but she knew that this Jesus of Nazareth was in that man's house. She didn't care about no sign of the leper. She didn't care about who he was. She wanted to get to Jesus. And that's why you hear. When you're going through something, you don't care about who's looking at you. You don't care about what they say about you. All you want to do is try to get to Jesus.
Jesus will answer your prayer.
I think he will. The Bible says, there is a way that seems right unto a man. But the end thereof are the ways of him. Proverbs 16:25. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man pleases the Lord, he make even his enemies. That would say, though, and then he go back to that, and he go back to Psalms 23:5, thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy. In the house of the Lord. Forever. Am I talking to somebody? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? You gotta speak the word back to that devil. And the devil.
Jesus spoke the word to them, and he was as low as the Lord. And the Bible says, he 40 days and 40 nights.
And
he ate nothing.
And here he come. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. That's over in the 4th chapter. The Bible say that after he did that, Jesus spoke back to him and said, man, should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And then he goes to the Father. He takes him and put him on the pinnacle of the church. devil with no big fault. And he was in the mind of Jesus. Because he's a spirit. And he's an evil spirit. But I want to tell you something. You got to take that evil spirit and say, get out of me, devil, because he'll come into me and you and anybody who does that, get some out of the shop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In Walmart, I went the other night to give me some Minute Maid lemonade. Yeah, I saw them briskets over there, you know, from Central United Ministry Lounge. One of them was this car, was one of them that car. And old devil said, take it. And one of my looked, said, take the paper off that.
No.
And put all that.
Oh, no.
That's sleep was, that's safe, you know, in my mind. Yeah. I just walk on over. See, you resisted him.
Yeah.
Now, what if I took that stuff out? They'd go, oh, you're going.
Oh, there comes the reference. Yes, there. Real, even if you take a bag out, you got a bag. Okay, you got a bag, you got, they go off with what we're
doing. I'm not going to make no mockery out of God. Because God gave me the money to buy whatever I want to buy with. And what I'm going to do that for? But that's how the devil do. He gets in your mind. He don't just get my mind. He get in your mind.
Amen.
I don't like one of them songs, come on. Oh, Lord. We'll just choke in time. Y'all know about that?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't say good morning. You don't know about that stuff? Huh? ZZ here cheating in the next room.
Making a plan to.
Because it's off now. I don't know about that kind of stuff, right? I thank you for bringing me up this morning. I thank you, Lord, and let me listen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I thank you. Ain't God good?
Yes.
I say, ain't God good?
Yes.
I think about how Peter went fishing in the fifth chapter. And Peter said to the Lord, he said, Lord, I been towing all night long. And I ain't caught nothing. But Jesus said, go out into the deep and launch out in the deep. Peter said, Lord, again, I towed all night, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to let down the net. And I begin to see that Peter had obeyed what the law had said. And the law began to tell him to lunch out in the deep. And Peter began to lunch out in the deep like Jesus said. I'm talking about the Lamb of God now. Ain't God good? They had called all night long. And ain't caught nothing yet. But I thank God for Jesus, the apple of my eye. That woke me up early this morning. Put running through my feet. And I was talking to somebody. Ain't God all right? You know he's all right. Made brother's hands hold, let me say. Made the blind to see. Made the deaf to hear. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you. But I heard the voice of Jesus sing, if I be. If I draw all men unto me, I'm trying to lift up the name of Jesus, because Jesus is my elder brother. But I'm going through something. I know that the Lord will have my back. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.